Thank you for holding. Is this Art and Anna?
Hi.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
Guys and girl. My name's John. I'm one of the directors.
Hello,
here. How are you guys doing today?
Very good.
We're doing great.
That's what I like to hear. Sorry. JP sending me a bunch of notes on your guys' account. I didn't get any of the conversation, but he did ask me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details. Did you guys have any like specific questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, we'd like to hear what the story is. Well, we have no experience to that.
Oh, are you guys a new business?
No, but we've never had to use any type of assistance to get leads or anything like that.
You guys are a diamond.
Doing really well. But
you're
rare. For the past few years, things have been very slow. And I think it's everywhere. It's happening all over the place.
Yeah,
people are afraid to spend their money and they don't know how the country is going, and so they hold off.
When I started building houses, and I gave that up after 3 years because of the travel. I never knew until I was ready to sign and commit where the house was going to be. Sometimes it was 4-hour drive. So I advertised only one time. I put out maybe 2,000 cards in a year's time, and then work just poured in to where for the following 12, 15 years, I never did advertise anymore with cards. They were just all word of mouth. But the economy past 4 years, it's been very, very unpredictable.
Yeah. No,
Very bad, really.
I mean, I agree. I think things are going to get a little better. It's trending in the better direction with
some
of the stuff going on.
It's going to get beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. But here's kind of the issue that you guys are running into in your market, which I love what you guys have been able to do without advertising. That's super commendable. It says a lot about the two of you. But in today's market, and I think what you're feeling the effects of, if one of you pulls out your phone, whoever's phone we're not on, and you look up your bread and butter service, whatever you guys were used to doing on a day-to-day basis, as general contractors. And you're going to see results of guys that's what your customers see. And 90% of those people, or 90% of the calls, I should say, go to those guys that show up there when you look for the service on your phone. And you might have this pipeline of people that you've worked with for years and built relationships with and this reputation and this word of mouth chain. But if one of those people goes and Googles and does that search, and they get a quote from somebody that's cheaper than yours or that convinced them they're better, whatever the case may be, you guys are losing them without even a chance to argue your point or your side or why you should get them or them to even hear from you, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Because over the online, a beginner has never done it before, but he's worked as a laborer for his job, for his company, decides to go and make some money. Well, he puts it out like it's really great.
Right.
And they don't see it. They don't see it.
They don't know. They don't know. It's crazy, right? They get him to sign on the dotted line, and the guy's got 6 months experience.
No. It
happens.
That's how it is. I see it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but this is what we live in nowadays, and the only way to really combat that is you guys got to get your name in that conversation for these people, and we can vouch your credibility and make sure that there's a level playing field out there, and the calls will pick up, you know, just simply by you showing up and being available to them at the time that they're looking for the help.
Yeah.
So that's what this call is all about. It's first page placement on Google. We had a spot that became available for your area and for a general contractor. And when I say your area, it's about a 50-mile radius, really. So it's a pretty broad area that we're talking about you covering here. But when that happens, Google gives us a list of people that they feel could be a good fit. So they found you somewhere in the archives there and put you on our list and said, hey, these people might be able to benefit from being on the first page. And that's why we're calling you.
Well, that was...
That's my dad.
That was a good thing.
But that's something on your part too, though, Anna, is that means that you guys have been doing something online that's getting Google's attention. Because if you're not doing stuff online or putting your name out there, we're not going to find you either, you know? So you've started on
well,
this.
I've been filling out some stuff on Angie's list.
Okay.
To promote the company.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That might have been how they found you, honestly. I'm not sure. They don't usually tell us where they find the contractors on the qualified candidates list, but I know that you had to have put yourself on the internet somewhere in order for them to even consider you for the placement. Because usually they want to look
that's,
at...
That's where, because that's the only place that we've ventured out to.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing if we were doing the right thing or not, but we're in a
need
need of finding new clients.
Right, right. Yeah. Nowadays, businesses, they start with that a lot of the time, is they'll get their LLC, they'll get their license, their insurance, and then they get their Google business profile going. Now they're officially open for business, and then they can start getting the customers coming in. That's usually how it goes. But you guys have been around for so long and doing it that way, you've been able to succeed all this time, probably before it became a major mainstay, you know, and then now it's like, okay, we got to adapt or this is going to start being a slippery slope for us, you know?
Yeah.
I won't tell you it's going
to
be easy. Oh, you're about ready to retire?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to say, that's not going to be good. we want somebody that's looking for jobs, you know?
Yes,
but
absolutely. We want to keep busy.
I won't say that it's easy because Google's very selective about, like, who's the right businesses to put up there. And what I mean by that is they want a business owner that's going to be, like, responsive to the phone calls.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
We're all about responsibility.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we have an app, too, and our CEO is really big on, like, the business owners were signing up, able to download this app, and do they call their customers back? Because we kind of monitor how you guys respond to the people, too, you know, and in order to see the best results with the service and for it to turn into, like, a long-term relationship with you, we need a business owner that's following up with these people, trying to get these deals, you know, on a regular basis. If it's something where it's like, oh, I'll bypass it. I'm not answering my phone for a couple of days. I've been busy. It's like,
we're not that kind of people.
Okay. Well, how do you guys feel about an app? If we have an app that you can download, I mean, the people are going to call you live, but if you miss those calls, the app's going to save their information as a lead, and you got to be able to access that app and call those people back, too, to make sure we're not missing opportunities.
Yeah, right now, Angie has an app, and I follow in. I check it 2-3 days.
Okay, no, that's good. That's really good, Anna. But Angie's, their leads are different. So, like, they put themselves on Google. They do some marketing very similar to this to get those leads that they sell. The problem is that when people see Home Advisor by Angie's, it'll say like 10 best contractors, and they fill out a form, and then the form tells them that they're going to be connected with a few of you guys. So the people on that are going into it with the mindset of, I'm going to get a couple of quotes on this job, and then I'll pick what I feel is best or what's going to be most cost efficient or cheaper. And so you're kind of jumping on those, you're calling those people back, talk to them for a bit, but they're like, hey, I'm going to hear out a couple other people. And Angie charges you the lead fee whether you get it or not. Right?
Exactly.
So
start
finding that out.
Yeah, not ideal. But it's good that you did that. Because like I said, if you didn't do that, then we probably couldn't even consider you to be on the first page of Google anyway. But maybe not the best idea long-term, right, to keep as a marketing solution, because you're probably going to be spending unnecessary amount of money on lead fees that didn't actually turn into jobs.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, with this, we're actually listing you independently on that first page of Google, so you have your own listing. Your own website says R&R Construction. You know, they'll be able to call your number directly as a live call, and we're not charging you per lead or click or call. You know, you're paying for the placement in itself. So the most of the calls are going to be live calls to you. It'll actually be the customer just calling your number directly. But the tracking system is more there so we could show you what we're bringing in each month and that you're not wasting your money. But also, you know, you could follow up with these people and you're not missing opportunities if you did happen to miss the call at the time that they tried to reach out to you.
It sounds like a more targeted type of deal, which
yes.
is much better.
Yeah, we're going to customize it to you. We're not just going to lump you in this general contractor category or have you advertise to people that are 100 miles away that you're not willing to go out to. You know, we want to target the area that you're willing to go to, and we want to target your ideal customers, meaning your ideal services, not just listing you for construction, but each individual service that you guys provide. So that way the calls that are coming in, we know they're in those areas, looked up that service, saw your number, then called you. You know, we already know it's kind of pre-screened in a way, are going to be a good match by the time your phone rings.
And how much is all this going to cost?
The hard part. Okay. So normally, just to kind of, you know, rip the Band-Aid off. So normally it's $499 month to month. That's usually what they ask.
Yeah.
But I know you guys are spending money on Home Advisor by Angie's, right?
Yeah. We just started.
Okay.
We ended up getting 5 leads, and that's all we're getting for the month, and we haven't even closed the deal.
Yeah, I just had a email yesterday. I was telling my wife that my 5 leads that I responded to are met. I have no more leads till next month. And I called her.
Wow.
I said, okay, wait a minute. There's 3 of them waiting for another contractor to bid. One of them is 2 months away from even
doing anything.
Not even closed on the house.
Wait, how many leads did they give you?
5. 5.
5.
I responded to 5 leads.
And they said you're maxed out on your budget.
Yes.
How much did you spend?
Let me see. They told us $350, but she said,
what?
But if you pay another, what was it, $250, we can get you more leads. I said, yes, but I'm going to be in the same boat. I can get 100 leads, but until I get one to work on, that is positive. I said, some of these people, they're just shopping around. One of them's not even ready. He's not even close on his house. He's
yeah, I mean, 2 months is way out, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got an idea.
yeah.
Yeah, it's not even that thing.
You know, how can you consider that and one of the 5 leads?
Yeah.
He said, oh, we didn't know that he was buying the house. I said, okay, you need to do a little bit more research on the client and just as much that you do like you do on the contractor.
Yeah. Yeah, they shouldn't. The problem altogether is paying per lead, though, you know, because pay per lead is like, it's like buying scratchers at a gas station, Art. You know, it's like I get this thing, I pay $20, I scratch it off, I might win, I might not. And they go, oh, well, you know, that's kind of it. There's not going to be any accountability from the people that are selling the scratchers saying, oh, well, you know, it's kind of like, hey, this is the game and you chose to play the game kind of thing from them. So, you know, with being on the first page of Google, that's not an issue. And we're listing you specifically for the services that you provide, right? Interior painting, exterior painting, decks, construction. I can't promise you that, you know, you might not get, or that you won't get a call from a guy that goes, hey, I'm thinking about doing this project in a month. It could probably still happen. The difference is you won't be paying a lead fee for it, or us telling you, hey, you're not going to get any more leads because you've hit your budget at five with your $350. You know, it's just not how we operate. So I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you guys will already have a pretty definitive answer of what's going to be best for your company moving forward. But what I was going to say, and I'll extend this offer to you in light of the situation, is I could put together a package for you called our Platinum Package Bundle. And the Platinum Package Bundle, it is that $499 package, but it has like a website. It has the Google advertising to go along with Bing advertising, Facebook ads. Basically, we would complete your online marketing strategy so you don't have to deal with any more pay-per-lead services. But I was thinking I could drop the price down to $299 for you guys. And then I could lock you in at that rate so that way you keep that deal. So it's a $200 savings every month. Just in light of the situation, I know you guys are trying to get things going fast. And I don't think that throwing a bunch of money at the wall is going to be ideal until we actually have some customers coming in. I'm not saying I won't call you in the future and say, hey, let's do something bigger now. You guys are reeling in the numbers. But, you know, I think this as a starting point will solve a lot of problems for you guys and get you going on this new age of branding yourself online, making yourself available to people at the time that they actually need you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a scary step for a lot of people. But I think the scarier thing is wondering where your next jobs are going to come from.
It's been scary already.
Yeah. No, I hear that. I get that. I honestly wonder like about people like you guys every day in the sense of like, I don't understand how businesses do survive nowadays without having Google advertising. It befuddles me because it's just become like the modern day yellow pages. It's how are they going to find a contractor at the time that they need it? Like you guys can be the best, but at the end of the day, if the customer doesn't see you and the person that's actually like, hey, now I need this interior painting job or I need this exterior painting job, they don't know you're there. It's like, how are you going to connect?
Yeah, we got someone reached out to us from Europe that they're moving down to Alabama and they want to hire us to do a paint job on a 2-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder how did they find us? And it was through Angie.
Yeah.
So that's a really good customer that we do have, but that's not going to happen until June.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one out of how many leads, you know? That's the thing. It's like, what do you have to pay or what did you have to spend in order to get that one job? You know, it's called cost per acquisition. That's what we're all about here is we're going, okay, for what you're spending, what are you making, you know? And I know if you spent $350 to have this one person in the pipeline that hasn't came to fruition yet and then but feel like that's maybe one, you know, it's like you shouldn't be paying $350 for every customer to get each customer because by the time you complete that job, your profit's gone. You guys aren't making money.
Yeah.
You know, I know with this $299, that's it. There's no other charges throughout the month, so that'll cover your whole month. It's like $10 a day if you break it down with website and everything, and that's making sure that if somebody within 40 miles of you does a search on online. They're seeing you guys as an option. And it's like, you're not limited. Okay. If you get 5 calls in a day, your bill's not going to go up or change. They're talking about $350 for 5 calls. It's like, you know, so I know that $299 price point, it's about $50 less than what you're slated to pay with them right now. And I believe that after a couple months, you compare the two. I mean, it's going to be a no-brainer for you guys, but, hindsight's 2020, so I can only say so much until you guys' foot is actually in the door and I can prove it to you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's something that my husband and I need to discuss and get back with you.
Well, again, you know, the reason we're calling you guys instead of just waiting for people to call us is we have the spot open. Like, we get calls about it throughout the year. And a lot of the times when people call about getting on that first page, Art, did you guys ever do the search I was telling you earlier? Like, just look up painters on Google?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, if you do that search, you're going to see there's a map, and then there's three guys that show next to the map. Our company, as a Google partner, we only reach out to you guys when there's a spot open. So the reason we're calling you today is because we have the spot open.
And where can I find that?
If you just look.
Google.com?
Yeah, just go to Google. Google's actually partnered with Apple Safari if you're on an iPhone. They own Android, so if you do an Android search, or if you're on your Android, you go to Google, do a search. It's already built into the device. So pretty much any search on the internet, if you just type in painter, like one of your customers, or Dex. When that page pulls up, as you scroll down, you'll start seeing these other businesses out there, your competitors. Are you guys still with me?
Yeah. I'm looking at what I found something that says ceramic-based painters over 25 years of experience, decking, painting services.
Right. These are companies that are running Google advertising. The thing is like, we only reach out to a contractor when there's positions available to put a new business up there. So that's why we're calling you today, is because we have the spot open. I'm sure there's you know, tons of companies out there. You know, we have a list where they're like, hey, I would like to put myself on Google, but you have to have the spot available, and then we reach out to them. It's not usually something you could just call and sign up for, right? Because we have to have
How long does it take to get all this set up and get a web page and all of that?
That's a good question. So there's different timelines for each thing, right? For your website and your Google Business Profile, those get up and running very fast. And we do Google verification. We start working on it right away. Like, you guys would have an interview tomorrow at a set time. Well, we'll interview you and we'll customize the service for you. So we start working right away, but you don't start showing right away, right? The website usually takes about 3 to 5 days to build the website. We want some input from you guys too on the site. And then obviously the site, any changes you want to make when you're with us are just a part of our service. We'll update it for you. For Facebook, same thing. It's about 3 to 5 days. So you'll start seeing some results from like the Facebook page we create for you, you know, the Yelp, the Yellow pages. The Google stuff typically takes the longest. You know, most of our clients are able to see results within the first month, but we always tell them month two is going to be more profitable for you because we don't got to go build a website and build all this stuff from scratch all over again. You'll just have a full month of being up there and actually gathering the clients from it. So there is a little setup period there. We're supposed to recommend a company like yours where you're building everything from scratch like this. You try it for 2 months, really, but it is a month-to-month service without you having to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that.
And when is it that you have to sign up a long-term, and what is a long-term for you?
Our services are month-to-month, Anna.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't require anything bigger than that. The people that we have that are under contracts, they're under contracts voluntarily because they wanted to save themselves money. So they go, hey, we'll pay $2,500 or $3,000 for the year up front and just give us that spot for the year up front. But they're doing that on their own terms. We're not requiring that of anybody. All of our clients are coming back on their own each month. They're not required to come back. And I think that says a lot, too. You know, a smart smart business owner is not going to keep paying for something every month unless they're seeing good results from it. So we have to really get in there, make sure it works for you guys.
All the good answers I'm hearing, so.
It's been a good thing. I know you guys have been doing business a long time without it, but Google advertising has been the number one way for business owners and contractors, especially, to advertise for the last 17 years consecutively. It literally extincts Yellow Pages. Like, Yellow Pages isn't even a thing anymore. Those yellow books aren't around anymore because of this, because people just have their smartphone now, and they could just go on their smartphone and look up contractor or painter, and you guys are right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think, honey?
With Angie's, we jump right in.
I know. That's scary. But again, you know, I told Anna earlier, Art, like, hindsight's 2020. If you guys didn't jump into Home Advisor by Angie's, we probably wouldn't even be able to offer you first page placement today. So you can't get to the top of a mountain without starting that hike somewhere. And I'm just saying that might not be the long-term solution for you, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are going to decide at some point, hey, you know, Google advertising is better than what we're doing with Angie's. And I could tell you that, but honestly, once you try it, it'll be a lot more obvious to you once your foot's in the door.
Well, I don't know. Get a number and extension and give us about 10 minutes. And
yeah, can you? I know that it's available right this second and everything, but right this second, I think that we just can't make a decision. But we could call you back in, say, an hour.
Oh, I know it's a lot of information and a lot of stuff to take in at once, but just to be transparent with you guys, if you Google our company, Local Splash, we're a huge company right next to the Google headquarters. We've got about 450 people working here. There's 40 representatives, just like JP, who called you in the beginning of the conversation before you got transferred to me, that are actively pre-screening general contractors in this area. I have no problem if you guys want to put me on hold for like 10 minutes to just kind of come up with a decision together without me in your ear. I can totally respect that. I welcome it. But last thing I want to do is disconnect and then them send me another company and then they take the spot. You call me back in an hour and there's nothing there.
No, I understand. I mean, it's that's a chance that, you know, that we need to take.
No.
If this is meant for us, then this is what is meant to happen, we're going to do it.
Hey, I'm a religious man myself. My name comes straight from the Bible, so I understand that, you know, but at the same time.
We've been praying about this for a good year, so.
And here we are.
Yeah.
You guys are the guy. You guys are the guy where that you know you heard the story where he's drowning and God sends him the boat and he says,
yeah,
"No,
I
God,
sent
God,
to help
save me."
And you didn't get on.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I know the story.
No,
very
I
want
to
well.
Think about it. No, something will help me. I'll leave it to God, and then, you know, God gets
yeah,
gonna
no,
get
no,
to
no,
heaven,
no.
And he's gonna go, "What?"
I sent you a whole bunch of ways to get here.
I sent John, I sent JP, I sent this, I sent that. You guys, yeah. I mean, I get it. It's a different era we live in, though. I can respect that 100%. Like, I know for my dad, he was very stubborn. He had a painting company he established in the 80s, and he's 62 now. And he was just like, I don't need the technology, with his own son. You know, going through school.
I think that we all can learn something good at every age.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
Well, maybe you guys are better than him, but it took me a long time.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. It took me a long time. It got to a point where I had just done it myself without telling him. Like, I put him up there and paid for it. And then I showed him after he was already reeling in all the clients. So if I could give you guys a free month, I would do it already, you know, because I know that the proof is really in the pudding, but it's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
But what do you think, Art? You got quiet on me. I mean, if it's month to month and I could, it's month to month. I'm not asking you to marry me. We'll go 30 days at a time. I'll walk you guys through it. You know, we'll get your website set up. And if you're having trouble, you know, we have a whole team of people here that's invested in your success. If you're not getting paid each month, we're not going to get paid each month, you know. That account goes empty. We get nothing, too. So if I could do it $299 month to month, I mean, is that something you could see a value in getting a shot and ushering R&R Construction into the new era?
Yeah, well, like my wife said, yeah, and we go along with what you said, you know. Yeah, you can stay on hold, just, you know, give us a few.
Yeah, take your time. I have no problem holding. I just don't want to go through this whole pitch with another person and then come to find out you guys are, like, on board and, you know, then I...
I understand.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, take your time. I'll mute myself. You guys do your thing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Hello, babe.
Hey.
Espérate, vamos a... Hold on a minute. ¿Tú quieres que yo pague por esto y después nos arreglamos?
Honey, la última vez, we just jumped right in. And then we found a lot of surprises that we weren't even told about, which that was wrong on their part. That was wrong.
Bueno, pero you can't be looking at
I know.
All
I
the wrong turns because then you'll never get to where you want to go.
Yes, I know. And this is a bigger company. And it's not like five leaves and then you're out. I mean, they're not like that. He just said that. They're not going to give you five leaves and call it, okay, that's it. He just said that.
Right. You can't.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're going to say, yes. And yeah, I agree. Well, that less experience put a big bruise.
Yeah. It's putting a big bruise right now.
I mean, the only positive thing we got going right now is that the mujer de our whales. And we've not even heard from her again. That we don't know if there's another contractor talking. We don't know. Okay, I mean, I'm ready to work, honey. I'm ready to work. I am dying to work.
Okay. ¿Tú quieres que yo llame a mi hermano y hablamos con él?
Well, he's, I don't know what he's going to tell you because that's not his area of expertise.
Well, él sabe how Google works and he knows about, he's a computer programmer. I mean, he knows.
Well, this guy that we're talking to, he's going to be on hold for about 10 minutes and then él va a responder. See what we decided.
Okay, entonces, ¿qué quieres que haga?
If you can take the time, if you think that your brother's going to give you input that'll help decide, okay?
No, that's going to be our decision. It's going to be our decision. Pero at this point, ¿qué tenemos que perder? $299.
Exactly. The only thing that can happen is get jobs coming in. So if you think this is a good step, I'm on board also.
Bueno, yo estoy desesperada. I'm in desperate need of getting work because we have responsibilities to meet.
Yes, and like I said, honey, these hands can do incredible work, incredible stuff. I mean, it's...
Okay, déjame coger una tarjeta. Oye, mira, there's some bread here on the floor. Look.
¿Dónde estaba eso?
Right here on the floor. Here. I think the cat got to it.
Oh. Goat.
I don't know goat. How she ended up, how that landed on the floor. And mira, there's other stuff on the floor here, hon. Look. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see where my purse is.
Oscar, go eat, Oscar. Go eat.
Bueno, mijo, a veces you gotta take chances. ¿Y de dónde salió esta persona? ¿De dónde?
No sé. I don't know. ¿Y cómo se llama esto negocio, este negocio? I didn't even catch it.
Google.com.
Oh, well, Google is bigger than that, Angie. I don't know. Solo que lo cogió de
I've been putting the company on Angie's como yo te dije.
Yeah.
And I've been following through all the leads and everything.
Yeah, maybe él cogió esa información de las cosas que Angie puso online or put it out there. Yo creo que este niño no se quiere salir, pues no quiere. Él sabe que él está mal, él sabe que él hizo mal, porque ahora...
Bueno, okay, let's talk to these people to get this...
Y este website, ¿cuándo lo arreglan?
Bueno, didn't you hear what I asked?
Sí,
que el tiempo se demoraba, dice, de 3 a 4 días to set it up.
Okay, so we'll be ready to go online in about 4 days.
Ahora, let's ask him the question again.
Okay.
Pregúntaselo tú.
Bien, porque le quiero preguntar cuántos clientes están en esta área.
No, I don't think he can answer that. See, no. Whatever the population is in the area, that's how many people have access to the line, to the information.
Yeah.
It's like everything is technology. It's not by word of mouth anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's yeah, they made a very interesting point, and I see now why things have changed. It's, they're using online or easier, quicker access.
Let me turn off that TV. This woman drives me crazy. Oh, how do you turn this off? Meatball? Meatball stole the... Mira. Mira. Hello? Okay, honey.
Yeah, I'm here.
Pregúntale si he's on the line.
Yeah. Hello, are you still on the line?
Hey, hello? You guys. Hey, you guys. Yeah, I'm here. What was that?
Okay.
Ask the question, babe.
Getting this thing going about, okay, say we get started today. When
yes.
Is R&R Construction out there? And going. I mean,
when can we count that the information is available to those that are looking for it?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I love your guys' urgency. Like, I feel your urgency to start getting customers right away when you ask that. And
I have
and
no
I,
idea.
No, I love that. I love that. But
well. I tell my wife, I tell her, I said, look, hey, look at these hands.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge, I wish I could just hand this over to my boys, but.
Yeah.
It just,
it's experience.
You know, what I've done, what I can do, I mean, my gosh, she knows more than anybody how this is. Man, this is me like a kid in the candy store doing work. It's not even work to me. I enjoy it too much.
Yeah, I mean, you got a passion and a talent in what it is, and yeah, I get a lot of people aren't gifted with that, but I want to answer like your question as truthfully as possible, and that's why I started the conversation with like. We're looking for a specific type of customer because we know what people this works for and what people it doesn't work for. And right away, I already knew the only way that you guys are around for as long as you've been and not on there is, no offense, but you're probably a little older people, don't use a lot of technology normally, right? And so that was clear to me right away. And there is a need and like a responsiveness on your guys' end in order to make it work effectively. Like I was saying with the app, Google might ask for information from you guys like, you know, a license or insurance or business registration. And we can't pull those things out of the air. We need them from you. So in order to get the end result of you being up there, there's more pieces that have to move. It's not like I could just flip a switch and start telling the community, we verified these people, you could trust these people, go ahead and give them a call. We have to actually do the legwork on that. We have to actually build your website. We got to actually establish these things that haven't been established for your business. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're going to be an overnight success in order for you to sign up for me. You guys be in a tough spot in the next couple of weeks because something might not be coming in right away because we don't really control that. Even once you're out there, you know, they have to come in, like they have to be real people looking and then call you. You know what I mean? It's not a thing.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. You can't make things up.
Yeah. I'm not going to make up a phone number and send it to you for $50 like Home Advisor by Angie's might be doing. You know what I mean? It's real. So, to answer that question, there's a different timeline for the finish line for every business owner. But I know the people that are proactive with it get the results the fastest. when you're responsive, and we try to get you up and running right away. Like, I would literally have a client interview with you tomorrow. We'll customize it. We'll dive into getting the website started. We start working on everything as fast as humanly possible. But where we get stuck are those points where we're like, hey, we need this from you to finish. We need this from you to get through to this next step. And you guys got to be proactive with it too. If you're on top of it, we'll make it work for you guys. We'll get you up there. We'll start generating those customers for you. And it'll offset every penny. I mean, the kind of work that he does, I mean, $299, you're going to offset that with like the first one that turns over into a job, right? And we know that. That's how we get our customers coming back each month. So believe me, we want to make that money too. We want to get you those jobs as fast as humanly possible. But what I'm not going to do is say 2 weeks you're up there and then have it be 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks. And then I'm lying to you and you're signing up with that. And then you're calling me 2 weeks going, what the heck's going on? And, you know, I've been through it too many times. I've been doing it for 12 years. I can't tell you how many businesses that I've, this is my thing that I'm passionate about. You know what I mean? Art. So, we'll get you there as fast as we can. And we'll get you those jobs as fast as we can. Likely you'll see return on investment within the first month. But month two is where you'll start hitting home runs. And the next 4 months of the year are the most profitable time of the year.
Yeah.
That's where the search will pick up, and that's when everybody starts getting their projects done.
Yeah, so on our side, what is it that you want to need?
So as of right now, I would just have to create a Google business profile for you guys and verify it. So I need just basic information right now. But when you sign up with us, they send you a receipt, everything in writing, you know, what you paid for, and then they start asking you, you know, oh, here's your username and password for your tracking system. Can you log into this tracking system, go into the settings section, and upload your business documents? That's going to require you or Anna to go take a picture of your license, the insurance, the business registration, and upload it into the app there. That's the only way we could get it from you. Right? So that's what it's going to take. It's going to take legal documents that you've already acquired. I mean, you've had them for 30 years, right? 20 years?
Yeah. Now on license, I can send you copies or email you copies of licenses. Because, see, the way here in the state of Alabama goes, I don't know how it works everywhere else, but here in Alabama, if you work the city is a city license. If you work in the county, a license for that county.
You're getting a little too technical. Let's not create problems before they're there. Just send us what you have, and then we'll submit it to Google. If Google has any issues with it, we'll feed back and we'll adjust accordingly. But I know from my experience, guys have sent me like outdated insurance. Like, it was an insurance policy that was only, like, active for 6 months, and I guess it rolled over to month to month. But the form he sent me, it looked like he didn't even have insurance, and they just pass it and push it through. The idea is to make sure we're not promoting somebody that's never had it. It's like a driver's license. You know what I mean? He had his driver's license. It expired. But it's like, okay, he obviously could paint. That's all I need to know. If he could drive, if he could drive, then we'll put him up there. He's gone through the steps and knows what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So that's totally fine. Like I said, don't create a hurdle for yourself that's not there. The more so, they just want to see that you're being proactive with it, that you're on top of it, you're responding, you're giving them those documents. We're able to verify you guys are who you say you are, can do what you say you can do, and that way we are confident promoting you to the community and not leading the community to some psychopath that doesn't know what they're doing. You know?
Oh, my God.
It's happened before. I've had some guys make it by us, you know, and then they get out there and then they're cussing at people and they don't know how to act, you know?
No.
Yeah.
But that's good. Okay, well, we're going to take our chances, and God, we have favor with the Lord. I know that we do, so.
Amen. Yeah, it's all about the man upstairs at the end of the day.
Yeah, no. You can't fear itself because that freezes you.
It's a lot easier when he's sending you people who know what they're doing, have gone through this before. Everything's easier with help. You know, trying to carry this whole burden and do all this stuff on your own is why it's feeling so daunting right now, and you guys are feeling stuck.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Well, let me create the Google business profile first, okay? So I have to pull up the page so I can get you start working on your guys' registration. Give me 1 second, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right.
¿Cómo se llama el BIM?
Okay, you guys. So I have this pulled up. Now, I have your business under R&R Construction. Are you an LLC or incorporated at all? Hello? Art, Anna? Hello? Art, Anna, can you guys hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Art, Anna. Hello? Uh-oh.